I'm letting everybody know that we're playing throwbacks today. Nothing they can do about it.
You know what? We are playing throwbacks today. They can try to stop us, but they're just not capable.
So tune in
to Throwback Thursday on AFM Bavarius. The Eagle, serving America's best.
Yo, mic check. Yeah, here you go.
How's it going, Bavaria? You are tuned in to the Afternoon Hangout with me, Staff Sergeant Shamel Joyner, a.k.a. Melly Rock, right here on AFM Bavaria, the Eagle, serving America's best. That was Switch, Will Smith. My goodness, man. One of the few that can just really get me bumping, bro. Like, it flips a switch in my mind and just gives me all the energy I need to make sure I can be entertaining for you, the listener. Of course, while you're listening, be sure to stay tuned for Things I've Ever Seen. Got a new dish featuring one of the deadliest things 2020. And trust me, it's not what you think it is. Or maybe it is. You'll never know. And coming up, we also have our top five songs from 20 years ago. And of course, we'll be playing some of those. So be sure to listen out and see if you enjoyed those songs. Or if your favorite decade was the 80s, like every other old person that listens to AFM. Of course, while you're waiting to hear about all that, got a couple homework assignments for you. First, your throwback trivia questions are going up throughout the hour. So be sure to check in and answer those. Theme is December holidays. And then, of course, make sure you answer today's question of the day, where I am simply asking you to let me know your favorite thing from this past holidays. A lot of people had a lot of heartfelt things to share, and I can't wait to talk about them later on in the show.
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. It's hard to yell when the bat rails in your mouth.
Come on.
Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
If you know someone who wants to donate blood, make sure you bring them out to the Rose Barracks Blood Drive happening on January 13th and 14th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you're interested in signing up, go to our Facebook page or the Armed Services Blood Program. Look for the Rose Barracks Blood Drive and sign up using the link. Many things in this world,
like a praying mantis shimmering in the sunlight,
yet somehow the world still manages to provide a bizarre event.
What is that?
That I would never have expected to experience in my lifetime.
Tell me I did not just see that.
So sit back as I share with you some of the most shocking, humorous, and craziest.
You're crazy.
Things that I've ever. Now we're gonna take a glance way back in the day to the year 2020, when one of the most deadliest things or most dangerous things came into existence. And no, I'm not talking about Corona. We got that under control. It's basically the flu now. But what we're talking about are murder hornets. You remember when that was a big deal for like a week? And then, like, another thing happened in 2020 that just continued to pile up on more and more things. Yeah. Well, the good news is murder hornets are no longer a thing at all. In fact, America has finally won the war against them. They're gone. The Department of Agriculture announced it this week that they have completely eradicated. Now, originally they showed up in around 2019 and became real popular around March 2020, and everyone's panicking. One, because they're bigger than normal hornets, about 2 inches long, and as they suggest, their name is dangerous. Their stings hurt more, the venom is more potent, they have been known to kill entire hives in 90 minutes. And if you don't know why that's not, I guess, dangerous or shocking, honeybees populate all the plants all over the world. Long story short, we need them, or else we're going to have to find a way to pollinate plants by ourselves. And I tell you what, why do something, pay $1,000 to do something that a bee will do for free? Now, officials did say that they haven't spotted a murder hornet since 2021, so now they're constantly saying that they are officially gone. But just in case, like with any other invasive species, they'll be sure to keep a lookout to make sure they don't reappear. Now, again, this is a huge win because, again, you don't have to worry about your kids going to Washington State and potentially being stung. And, of course, we can let those bees continue to live a normal and natural life. But that goes to remind you, if you plan to bring pets anywhere into the United States, with either Germany or vice versa, make sure those pets are allowed to be brought into that area and that they're not invasive. Make sure you have licenses and stuff. And make sure that you don't release them to the wild. If you no longer want the pet or can keep the pet, get rid of it the proper way. Last thing we need is like an infestation of snakes or something all around the world. I'm just a Feel free to go over to our Facebook page and check out some photos from the Dildia Grafenvere Elementary School mini Christmas market that happened a few days ago. Features a lot of amazing photos, and of course, if you want to capture photos of your event, make sure you let us know by messaging us on our Facebook page.
Y'all know me, still the same OG, but I've been low-key going by most these with no shit about Dre.
Whether it's raining cats and dogs or hotter than a gym song, we've got you covered with your weather and exchange rates.
Right now, $1 gets you 94 euro cents, which means 1 euro gets you $1.06. Barracks, Tower Barracks, Hohenfels, Garmisch-Park, Birken, and Ansbach. Tonight, expected to clear, low of 23. Tomorrow, sunny, high of 41. And by sunny, they mean the sun will like probably pop up for like 2 minutes, then disappear into the infinite number of clouds until springtime hits. But nonetheless, sun will hopefully be on your horizon. Your road conditions are currently amber for everyone that's listening to my voice. That just simply means your roads are still safe to travel, but you should keep your eyes peeled for any little ice spots or any little bad spots. Of course, if you need updates on your travel conditions, check your MCOM York website or go to your Garrison's Facebook page. Coming up next, your radio news. Then later on, we're going to talk about the top five songs from 20 years ago. What You Waiting For by Gwen Stefani. And this song is our, if I can ever find the list, it is our number five song from 20 years ago. First time ever hearing it so far. I feel like it's quite the vibe. And don't know if I would dance to it on my own playlist. But, you know, if I was chilling at a bar or club and, you know, I was feeling pretty good, I might hit a quick little two-step. As for your number four song from 20 years ago, it was the song Just Lose It by Eminem. For obvious reasons, I can't play that song by Eminem. Trust me, I would love to play it a lot, but I would definitely get canceled. And I know I already kind of pushed the bar with the songs we probably play here, but like that one would just be, as soon as I play that, I promise you every mother within 30 miles is like, absolutely not. This shit is not appropriate for radio. Fire Melly Rock. Granted, maybe I'll do it on my final day. I mean, at that point, what are you going to do? Fire me? I'll already be done and on my way to my next station. And that was Christmas, Band-Aid at 20. We, of course, are not playing that. So I played all the Christmas music I want to play. All you little Christmas music lovers, if you still want to hear it, play it yourself. But we done on AFM Bavaria. We're back to normal. The people are tired. They're lyrical geniuses, not the same Christmas song saying the same thing 30,000 times. For number two, we had Vertigo by U2. And, you know, I always like to go back to thinking how I only knew who U2 was or have only learned about U2 because Jan, if y'all don't know who Jan is, she went out of her way to roast me for, I guess, not knowing who they were. Now, granted, this is an older band. I think they first came out around the 80s or 90s. So, obviously, I'm not. And on top of that, regardless of what my job title may be, it is impossible to expect someone to know every single piece of music that has ever existed, including your favorite bands, if it's something they didn't listen to. But I will give her credit. Had she not roasted me for this, Throwback Thursday would not have been born in the way it is, and I would not have discovered how amazing U2 is. So, Jan, I give you a win on this one. Thank you for forcing me to get a little bit out of my comfort zone with music. Now, for number one, this song, man. The artist that is on this song, she actually just performed her Hat to Say, which I thought was pretty mid, pretty terrible. Beehive fans, don't roast me too much. But here's a good song, one that everyone can enjoy. Number one for 20 years ago, we have A Lose My Breath by Destiny's Child for your 2000s Throwback Thursday on AFN Bavaria, The Eagle. Just a quick reminder, head out to the German economy today. There is a holiday going on because they're celebrating their second Christmas, so your favorite gas stations and stuff may still be closed. However, everything on post is running at normal hours, so if you need stuff like groceries, you need to get some gas, or if you just need a bottle of water, make sure you hit up your local ShopX and your PX's. Be sure to keep it locked. We're doing our throwback trivia talking about those December holidays after Locked Up by Akon.
I'm steady trying to find a motive.
Here comes a new challenger!
If you don't know history, then you'll never last. So come to the show that tests your knowledge of the past. It's time for Throwback Trivia with your host, Melly Rock.
Today's theme is December holidays because we focus so much on Christmas that we forget a lot of other holidays exist within their time frame. Hence why people say happy holidays. Not to get rid of Christmas, it's just that there's 15 different holidays in December. It's kind of insane. That being said, whatever you choose to say, say it, have fun, good times. But it's time for our throwback trivia. One, on this day, Zoroastrians honor the death of their prophet, typically by visiting a fire temple and offering prayers. What is the name of this holiday? Now, if you were here last year, I did a more in-depth covering of all December holidays. I only did a few this year just because I had to train people. I'm a lot busy, so it's very hard for me to, you know, do as much as I did last time. But this was one of the holidays that we covered last year, and it was called Zorthos Adiso. Now, if you want to learn more about that, again, check with your chaplain because this is a religious holiday, or look it up yourself. But it is actually pretty interesting, and if you really want me to cover it, let me know, and I might cover it sometime next week. For our next question, question number two, this is a week-long holiday that honors African-American heritage. It's a cultural holiday as opposed to one. And the celebrations for this holiday draw from African musical and storytelling traditions. What is the name of this holiday? Now, I feel like the answer is pretty obvious. Unless you've been living under a rock or you're just trying to troll me, I can't see why you wouldn't know the answer. Granted, nobody put the answer on the Facebook page. But if you thought of it or it came to your mind instantly and the answer that came to your mind was Kwanzaa, then you are correct. Kwanzaa is an American holiday. And it's, again, it's one of the few holidays that's actually straight up just based in culture. No religious things. Like a lot of times, Valentine's Day has St. Valentine's, St. Patrick's, all this other stuff. This one, it's just about celebrating a people. Hence why we love to see the holiday. Now we got time for the final one. Now this one, Wiccans and Neo-Pagans celebrate the winter solstice through this festival. The festival was first celebrated in Scandinavia as a Norse festival, and a lot of its traditions are actually seen in Christmas celebrations as well. What is it? Come on, this was easy. I've been here. And if you haven't, again, if you forgot, you just wasn't listening, which is bad, but also means I just need to do better to get you to listen. But for those of you who did listen and you said Yule, you were correct. If you didn't know, Yule is traditionally a Wiccan neo-pagan holiday, and a lot of traditions from Yule are actually the commercial side of Christmas traditions. So, if you don't believe me, look it up. Again, all these are facts, no printer. But going to do it for today's Throwback Trivia. Still feel free to have some fun on the Facebook page by commenting on the question of the day, because we'll be going over that sooner rather than later.
I tear my heart open, I sew myself shut.
We're not quite done just yet before we start off this 4-day. We still got some heat for you. Coming up, we're going to talk about what happened this week in history, featuring one of my favorite sports coming into existence. Then later on, we'll be answering that question of the day, which asks you, what did you enjoy most about your holiday? All that and more right here on your Throwback Thursday on AFM Bavaria the Eagle. When the pimp in the crib, ma.